What if the secret to explosive business growth came from a farmer growing half-ton pumpkins? Most entrepreneurs believe success requires more clients, longer hours, and relentless hustle. But this conventional wisdom leads straight to burnout and bankruptcy. The counterintuitive truth? Doing less strategically creates exponential results. Championship pumpkin farmers don't scatter seeds everywhere hoping something grows big. They plant carefully, identify the most promising specimens early, then ruthlessly eliminate everything else to focus all resources on nurturing a few giants. Apply this same radical focus to your business, and you'll escape the exhausting grind that traps 80% of entrepreneurs in failure within 5 years. Remember that exhilarating moment you decided to start your own business? The freedom, the potential, the control over your destiny? Now, fast forward to reality. You're answering emails at midnight, skipping family dinners, and wondering how you created a job worse than the one you left. This nightmare begins innocently. Desperate for revenue, you accept every client he'll pay. You drive 6 hours to install computer mice for $50. You service ancient systems you barely understand. You offer ridiculous discounts just to get your foot in the door. Eventually, you're making good money on paper. But after expenses, payroll, and emergencies, there's nothing left. The cruel irony? Working harder makes things worse. You're stuck in the sell-it-do-it cycle, constantly hustling for new business while struggling to deliver on existing promises. You can't hire help because you can't afford it. You can't take time off because everything falls apart without you. You win awards, secure bank loans, and still feel broke. Giant pumpkin farmers don't plant hundreds of seeds hoping for the best. They start with specialized seeds, then ruthlessly cut away all but the most promising pumpkins, eliminating every other fruit, flower, and unnecessary leaf. Without competition for nutrients, those remaining pumpkins explode to over 1,000 pounds. Your business needs identical focus. You already have your Atlantic giant seed, where your unique strengths meet your best clients' needs. The problem isn't finding it, it's recognizing it among mediocre opportunities cluttering your vision. Your sweet spot combines three elements: clients you genuinely enjoy serving, your distinctive offering competitors can't replicate, and systematized operations running without constant supervision. Define your area of innovation: quality, price, or convenience. Choose one. Excelling at all three is impossible. Pair this with your number one strength and unique experience. That's your business DNA. When this foundation aligns with clients sharing your values, magic happens. Clients feel valued, employees thrive, profits grow, and you transform from frantic freelancer into actual entrepreneur. The terrifying part? Cutting clients. We resist instinctively, convinced losing revenue might sink us. But imagine being stranded on a desert island with one client. Who would you choose? Not based on revenue alone, but on mutual respect, communication, growth potential, and genuine connection. That client is your giant pumpkin. Everyone else is either a promising specimen or a weed stealing resources. Creating your assessment chart forces uncomfortable honesty. List every client by revenue, then grade ruthlessly on payment speed, repeat business potential, revenue capacity, communication quality, and willingness to let you fix mistakes. Add secondary factors like referrals and relationship history. Grade honestly, A through F, because your livelihood depends on accuracy. Patterns emerge quickly. Some clients consistently score high, while others drain energy despite decent revenue. Now, introduce your immutable laws, unbreakable rules forming your business's spine. When clients align with these laws, expectations are met naturally. When they conflict, every interaction costs money, energy, and sanity. Those misaligned clients must go first. John Shaw doubled his revenue by eliminating solar hot water installations that consumed 50% of his time but generated only 10% of revenue. By saying no to certain services, he tripled his more profitable work. After firing problematic clients, eliminate their associated expenses. Cash is your business's lifeblood, more critical than inventory or receivables. Most entrepreneurs spend whatever they earn, creating perpetual shortages regardless of revenue. The tourniquet technique questions every expense, line by line. Athelia Woolley revolutionized shabbyapple.com by rejecting fashion industry norms. Instead of expensive showrooms and trade shows, she marketed directly through bloggers and Google Analytics, saving nearly $20,000 monthly while building a thriving business. Most entrepreneurs create organizational charts based on what exists rather than what should exist, locking inefficiency into their structure. Instead, design your ideal org chart focused exclusively on serving top clients perfectly, then fit current staff into those roles. Luke's web programming company discovered he could eliminate an unbillable project manager by shifting responsibilities to his exceptional office manager. He also realized he personally handled 5 or 6 misplaced responsibilities, spending only 10% of his time in his actual CEO role. Visual representations reveal massive cost-saving opportunities you've been overlooking. After ranking customers and eliminating troublemakers, focused entirely on your core clients. Keep them so delighted they'd never consider competitors by breaking traditional rules. Play favorites unapologetically, and abandon the myth that all customers deserve equal treatment. Tommy Munich grew and sold his company for $30 million by prioritizing just 9 of his 200 clients. He posted their names throughout his office, instructed staff to attend their needs first, and would interrupt other calls to take theirs. The old adage, "the customer is always right," is business destroying. Replace it with, "the right customer is always right." Implement under-promise, over-deliver by adding 10% buffers to timelines and including unexpected extras. Randomize your over-delivery 90% of the time so clients don't expect it. Share enough knowledge to demonstrate expertise, but not everything. This transparency increases hiring because people realize implementation requires expertise they lack. Excellence doesn't require massive superiority. Marginal improvements make you the recognized leader. Christy Harp broke the world pumpkin record by just 36 pounds. Michael Phelps won his 8th gold medal by 0.01 seconds. Traditional client interviews ask the wrong questions. Instead of how can we improve, focus on understanding clients' businesses, aspirations, and challenges. Ask about their industry complaints, desired changes, biggest obstacles, and future goals. Look for patterns to identify common problems you could solve profitably. This isn't about fulfilling every wish. It's about discovering that one thing you could be the world's best at delivering. John Shaw transformed his solar installation business by identifying prospects' biggest frustration, wanting solar panels but lacking upfront cash despite government rebate programs. He used his $50,000 reserves to offer temporary loans based on rebate amounts, solving the cash flow problem. The insider strategy lets you predict product success before investing resources by getting your customer community to directly influence development, launch, and marketing. Before investing, simply ask, "Is this something you'd be interested in?" No response means your offering won't sell. Enthusiastic yes responses predict success. Paul Scheider of Hedgehog Leatherworks exemplifies this power. Despite being nearly a one-man operation making handmade knife sheaths, he's become the giant in his niche by directly engaging his 10,000-plus survivalist community. When designing new sheaths, Paul asks which knives they want covered next, then documents development through videos, photos, and conference calls. Clients feel ownership in products they helped create and enthusiastically promote them. The insider strategy follows 8 steps: predict interest, appreciate responses, announce progress, engage through updates, request small deposits, securing commitment, limit availability through scarcity, over-deliver with surprises, and track responses to improve future predictions. Constant staff questions revealed a critical flaw. The business couldn't function independently. Hiring experienced technicians backfired. They brought bad habits and resisted direction. True entrepreneurs don't do most work. They identify problems, discover opportunities, and build processes others execute consistently. The Airline Safety Card represents the perfect system, a masterpiece of simplicity anyone can understand. Break processes down until they fit on one sheet, allowing anyone to duplicate your methodology. The three-question system empowers independent decisions. Does this better serve our top clients? Does this improve our area of innovation? Does this grow our profitability? If they can't answer yes to all three, they don't proceed. Strategies that launched your business won't create a giant pumpkin. The pumpkin plan works through laser focus, but this creates vulnerability. Extract a seed to plant a new pumpkin when ready, but only after your first operates on autopilot. Kill the curve by creating your own marketplace. TiVo annihilated VCRs. Cirque du Soleil reinvented circuses. Netflix eliminated Blockbuster. When you create a new curve, you own it. Transformation begins when you stop growing everything and start growing the right thing.